Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. The topic of our podcast today is Soul Survivor, the amazing story of Julianne Kopke. She was a young lady who was in a plane crash and actually flew out of the plane. So we're going to talk about her big adventure. Why do you think that's funny?
I'm watching Brandy trying to mess with that mic over there.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
What I was asked.
But before we get started, let me remind everyone, we are an adult comedy podcast.
You know, I'm tired of telling people that. Fuck them. We got an E thing on there. If you don't like it, go home. It's got a big fucking E right in the thing.
We use adult language. So no, if adult language offends you, you probably just was offended.
Then you shouldn't have pressed on a podcast that said E on it, you dumb son bitch.
Please check out one of the other fine independent podcasts out there who somehow are able to do a podcast without swearing.
Why do you put the fucking E up on the thing?
You know what? Because he's not proud of our work. That's why.
I am not.
That's
proud
why he's
at all.
Constantly apologizing for
I know.
It.
You don't have to apologize. You know,
I don't need you to apologize for me. I'm grown.
I'm an apologist.
I'm a grown-ass colonel.
I'm a podcast apologist. I'm a podcastist.
You should have your own podcast that you just apologize.
You need to go to Crime Con and do the apology tour, Timmy.
Fuck yeah.
Let me introduce our panel. I am joined, as always, by the lovely and talented, the lady who is known as Brandy the Benevolent, Her Majesty Queen Brandy the First. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm grouchy. How are you?
Oh, that's a surprise.
I am fine.
Is it? Well, good.
Okay. That was nice, Brandy time.
Well, Brandy, I know that everyone's been asking about Noah, young Noah.
Yeah.
How is the little guy?
He's better. He went to daycare today. He's better.
He's been congested.
He's been feeling under the weather. Okay. So.
But he's better today.
He is better today. I'm hoping he's got a tooth he refuses to pull, even though it's just hanging there by like a nerve.
Does he know he can cash that in for like real money?
Oh, he's aware.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't care. I've tried to bribe him. Doesn't care.
Well, maybe he's waiting for the price to go up or something.
Well, he's going to wait a while for that.
When Logan was a little kid, he had a loose front tooth.
Yeah,
and
that's
he was afraid
is.
To take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked Taylor to help him get it out, and Taylor just hit him right in the mouth.
Well,
knocked his front tooth out.
He pulled the other one. And I mean, this one's so loose. Like, if you look at him and he's been messing with it, it sticks straight out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pull the son of a bitch. Like, it's starting to turn a weird color because it's not getting any blood. Like,
you're going to get gangrene in there.
Yeah, I'm like, yank the thing out. Give me a break. Your other tooth's going to come in. It's still going to be hanging there. It's good times.
You know, it sounds like he's pretty attached to it, it sounds like.
God.
All right, so that was Brandy time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear the Colonel bitch now.
Well, I'd like to introduce. It's nice to have both of you in a room at one time because the only constant in this fucking podcast is me.
Because you have the computer.
I show up for work every day. Job.
No. Because you have the computer. That's why you're the constant.
Do you motherfuckers not have a computer?
I got a computer.
All right. I got a computer.
Then why am I the only one that's a constant here?
Because you write
the script.
They make the whole world
sing.
Yes.
And you know what? He's going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, we'll
we're
going to
be some script writing motherfuckers.
Or not script writing at all.
I'm guessing that nothing gets done while I'm gone. That's my guess.
Well, we appreciate your faith.
Let me introduce the man who really needs no introduction, Brandy.
But we're going to do it anyway.
A man who is known...
It's enough Colonel time.
...as an oasis in the desert of despair.
By no one.
For all those out there needy people, they look to him, Brandy.
They don't.
People he is do. Known as yeah. he is known as the most dangerous man in podcasting. You got to give him that.
Nipples.
He is the moral compass of this podcast.
He is not.
He's a very honorable.
Nope.
The Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good.
Oh,
Jimmy.
For Christ's sake!
What's wrong, Colonel?
Is he ever good?
Sometimes. I'm tired of hearing the complaints about people. Why can't you be nice to Brandy? Why can't you? You know.
We do hear that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
No.
Why should we be nice to Brandy? That's the question.
I'm amazing.
Ask not what you can do for Brandy, but ask what Brandy can do for you. That's
apparently
what John F.
Nothing.
Kennedy said.
Apparently nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Not a damn
Ask
thing.
Ask not. So you're concerned that Brandy's concerned that people are kind of...
He's concerned that I'm stealing his spotlight.
Well, you kind of do. I mean...
Yeah.
He's the star of the show, right?
Well, and it's kind of like you're that car wreck at the side of the road that people got to stop and look at.
First of all, look how cute I am. Seriously.
You're cute.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And he has let's
mangled.
Let's talk about his shirt, shall we?
Why don't you... This shirt is quite dashing.
That's one word. You should dash it.
It's fucking cotton, goddammit. It's fucking cotton.
It's a natural fiber.
You iron the son of a bitch.
It's the fabric of his life.
You wear it for an hour. It's got wrinkles in it. What's the problem with that? I'm going to take a picture of this
shirt. It looks like you've been sleeping on a park bench or something, dude, in your car.
I am quite dapper all the time, Timmy. Now, I cannot. Do we really want to go there?
At least he's got a T-shirt on underneath, so I'm not in danger of being blinded.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Kerm, everything else
because
is okay?
Timmy is a fashion plate. If you look under the table, his
Versace
shoes...
Over here.
Well, wait a minute. All the time. That's how he wears them all the time.
My 85-year-old stepdad got a pair of shoes, gym shoes like that.
You know what, though? Wait a minute. No. Oh. He's got his gym shoes on. Yeah. His dress shoes, he has worn them.
I know.
He never puts them on.
I don't want to commit to putting them all the way on.
Yeah, no, of course not. He slides them on so the back is now flat and he can never wear them the right way.
I have commitment issues.
No. Get some stamps.
Let's talk about this young lady here who has done more in her life when she was 17 than you've ever done in your life.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Wow.
So I thought of it.
Let's give her time that she deserves on this podcast. We're talking, of course,
about Julianne.
Julianne Kopke, Brandy.
You know one thing she couldn't do?
What?
Fly.
Well, actually, she did. In 1971, Brandy, Julianne Kopke was a 17-year-old high school student when she was involved in a plane crash in Peru. Can you say it like that?
Peru.
Peru.
Like that.
You can't say it like that.
Colonel can.
Peru. But you cannot.
He's dashing.
I'm an international man of mystery.
He's like,
you're not.
He's like you, Roberto.
If international means the west side of Cincinnati.
All right. So she was in this plane crash in Peru. The plane was struck by lightning in midair, Brandy.
That sucks.
I hate that.
Yeah. The plane broke in apart, and Julianne fell 2 miles to earth, strapped in her seat. That's why they tell you to buckle up. You know, always listen to them.
They are flotation devices.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because that's what's going to save you.
But she landed in the middle of the Peruvian rainforest and was the only passenger to survive that crash. So this is her story, Brandy.
Let's hear it.
All right.
You just told her story.
Right.
Julianne.
The highlight and the claim to fame is that she fell properly.
That's the best thing she ever did. This is an interesting story. Julianne Margaret Kopke was born in Lima, Peru on October 10th, 1954, Brandy.
That's fascinating so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was the daughter of Hans Wilhelm Kopke and Maria Kopke. I think her mom might have been Peruvian, but I'm not sure.
It sounds like Hans probably was not.
No, Hans was not. He was from Germany.
No.
Both parents were zoologists, Brandy, from Germany.
Hello, I am Hans.
And Franz.
When Renee was pregnant with the twins, we used to call them Hans and Franz.
Oh, well, clearly.
Oh, the twins? Or do you call Hans and Franz that? Because if you called Hans and Franz that wouldn't have been that interesting. Both parents were zoologists, Brandy, in Germany.
They had a lot of wild animals in Germany.
They moved to Peru after completing their graduate work in order to study in the neotropical wildlife.
After finding out Peru actually had wildlife.
Mm-hmm. It's neotropical, not just you're plain tropical. It's neotropical.
What does that mean, Timmy?
Well, it's like neoconservative.
New tropical wildlife.
It does.
They didn't study the old stuff, just the new tropical.
I feel like that's a bullshit
that's
answer.
It's like Neapolitan ice cream.
Or Neo from The Matrix.
Yes. The family was well off financially.
Neo.
And as a child, they lived in Miraflores, an affluent area of Lima. I stayed there.
It's Flores.
when I lived there, when I was there. Have you ever been there, motherfucker? I've been there.
Have you been there? No. I've been to Flores.
No, that's that titty bar that's over there. Okay, no.
Never mind.
He's talking about a different one.
Oh, never mind.
Juliana was a very good student, Colonel. She got excellent marks and planned a career as a zoologist, just like her parents.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
I think she needs to make up her own mind and not, you know, quit being a follower.
Yeah. She liked monkeys. She loves spending time with her parents. She did. She studied monkeys.
Everybody likes monkeys.
Everybody likes a goddamn monkey. I want a monkey.
She loves spending time with her parents, Brandy, and helping them in their work. She especially loved the time she spent with her parents in the Peruvian rainforest studying nature.
Well, she got her chance to see it up close and personal, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Her father, Hans, taught her about many different species, Brandy, that lived in the jungle. And Juliana especially became fond of bats.
Oh.
Monkey and bats.
Batgirl.
Batgirl. There you go.
Batgirl's hot. She had that
man, she wasn't even 18. What's wrong with you?
Well, I wasn't either at the time.
Okay. That's all right then.
Yeah. Like 9.
Early perv.
Catwoman was the hot one.
Yeah, Catwoman was hot, yeah.
Which one? Julie Newmar?
Tight black.
No, the
Halle Berry?
The original one.
Oh, Halle Berry, yeah.
No, the original one. Go back. Eartha Kitt.
Oh, you had a thing for Eartha Kitt? She had that voice.
Yeah, she used to.
Jungle Fever.
Anyway, her father also taught her, Brandy, about some of the dangers associated with the rainforest.
Some
like big ass snakes,
like lions.
He taught her what? He taught her about the plants and vegetation that were edible.
Did he teach her how to fight a
puma?
You
know what? In Colombia, they have, you know how you like deer crossing here signs?
Uh-huh.
They have puma crossing signs.
Oh, they have puma crossing?
Yeah, puma.
I don't know what a puma is, but puma.
You don't want to.
Is that anybody in puma shoes?
You don't want to cross a puma.
No, you don't.
Is that anybody in puma shoes?
They're fast. Motherfuckers are fast.
Yes, they are. Have you ever seen one?
I know, because they're so fast.
Ah.
I've caught one before.
Did you? And wrestled it to the ground? Look at you.
But anyway, no, he taught her about.
I just grabbed it by the nape of the neck, like you do a kitty cat.
I figured you just bought some at Foot Locker.
He taught her about the vegetation and what, you know, what was edible and what was poisonous. He also taught her what animals to be cautious of.
Like pumas.
Pumas, snakes.
Yeah. He taught her about those signs.
You bore me. Get to details.
I think you have to be cautious of all the animals.
I think the rainforest is a place. Don't they have crocodiles and shit down there?
It was, It was all a very happy childhood for a young
Anacondas.
Juliana. Oh, yeah. And her mother and her were best of friends, Brandy.
Piranhas. Oh, that's too
bad. They got piranhas down there?
Yeah.
Juliana felt comfortable confiding in her mother about school, boyfriends, and other teenage matters.
Did she keep her in a closet?
Yeah, she was confining with her mother.
Most of all, Julianne loved to fly.
Yeah, she did for a while.
At first.
She always looked forward to holidays.
It's the landing
because
she didn't
on summer breaks, her family would fly home to Germany and visit relatives. During the school year, she went to school in Lima. During the school year, Julianne stayed with her mother in the Peruvian capital while her father did research in his lab in the Peruvian rainforest. Called Pucula.
Was it an evil lab?
It was about 300 miles.
I feel like it was an evil lab in a cave.
It was 300 miles.
With one of those rocks that you moved
from Lima.
I want $1 million.
The laser.
Laser.
December 1971, Brandy, picture it.
I'm there.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a very busy time for young Julianne.
Well, she had Christmas stuff.
Peru.
Well, she had final exams at school. And on December 23rd, she attended an important high school dance.
I doubt if it was that important.
Why was it important to her, I'm sure.
Well, sure.
It was 1971.
Probably.
What kind of music was playing there, Colonel, at the dance?
The Bee Gees.
What year?
Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Perhaps.
What year was it?
1971.
Me and You and a Dog Named Boo?
Yeah, I think that was popular at the time.
That was popular at the time. Mac Davis.
And Mac Dave. Yeah.
I'm easy.
Rock and roll. What was that?
Chuck
Don't
Berry.
Get Hooked on Me.
Huh?
Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Baby, baby, don't give up on. No, that was David Soul, was it?
No, Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Don't get hooked on me.
Yeah, baby, baby, Don't Get Hooked on
David
Me.
David Soul.
Because I'll just spank
you, know
you
what?
And I'll set you free.
Keep moving.
I'll spank you and I won't set you free. I'll lock you in my basement.
The following day, Julianne was supposed to fly with her mother to visit her father in his small town in Pukula to spend Christmas together as a family. So what do you think about that, Brandy?
They're going to the evil lair?
No, they're flying to where he's
working. Do Peruvians celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, they're Catholic, most of them.
Well, mean,
it's, a big, it's a big holiday for Catholics.
They're German.
Oh, is it?
Christmas, yeah.
Okay.
They're German.
And by the way, this is Easter week. We like to wish all of
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Our fellow Christians, a happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And shalom.
And for our non-Christian
brothers and sisters,
Jewish friends, it's Passover.
Yes.
Shalom.
See, and for our
I don't know any
Buddhist
other words.
Friends, I don't think it's anything going on this weekend, but you know,
Buddhists always have a good time on the weekend, though. So
it's April Fool's Day.
You know, I seen a headline that Buddhist monks were fighting battles with another group. Now, what kind of dick you gotta be that a group of Buddhist monks are attacking you?
I bet it's quiet. They can sneak attack.
No, they're shooting them.
They don't talk trash.
There's no smack. They just sneak right up
but
on
But I mean,
them.
I'm just thinking, what kind of asshole you got to be that a group of Buddhist monks are attacking you?
I don't know. Why don't we pull in some Buddhist monks in here and see how long it takes them to hit
you
with a pipe?
But you know what? They're easy targets because they wear orange.
That's true.
Depending on the group they're in.
The flight from Lima to
you
Pukula.
You got the Crip monks. You got the Blood monks.
The flight from Lima, Peru to Pukula. I like saying that.
Is that a direct flight?
It is a direct flight.
How come this motherfucker can pronounce Spanish words?
Took over an hour.
Look at his girlfriends.
It took over an hour, Brandy, and went over through the Andy Mountains.
Over the river and through the woods?
Andes.
And over the Peruvian.
The Andy ranges. Mountains.
I think it might not. Oh, I'm almost done. I have no
then he had the Barney Mountains.
Yeah, exactly. Floyd.
Julianne
the Floyd
was
range.
Flying over the Peruvian rainforest with her mother when the plane that they were flying in was hit
Wait. It got struck by lightning.
It was struck by lightning.
Oh. Didn't know that. Didn't see that coming.
I didn't.
She survived a 2-mile fall.
Right.
Found herself alone in the jungle. She was just 17 years old.
You know, when I was like 12, I found myself alone in the jungle.
Not an urban jungle, you dick. An actual jungle.
Okay. It was Christmas Eve, Brandy, 1971, and everyone was eager to get home.
What? You know what? Every time he says that, I picture Sophia from the Golden Girls. Picture it.
Passengers were
Sicily,
angry. Passengers were angry, Brandy. Because the plane was
Was it because it got hit by lightning and crashed?
No,
they didn't stay angry long.
The plane was 7 hours late. We're taking a step back.
Hold on. Did the plane get struck by
lightning?
Not yet.
No, it was just a preview.
You know, if it would have been on time, it wouldn't have got struck by lightning.
All right. Or if it had just been a minute sooner or a minute later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was serendipitous.
Julianne and her mother boarded domestic flight for Alianza. I'm not sure what airline it is. Flight number 508 from Lima to Pukula, Peru.
I just find that fascinating. That's a direct flight.
Yeah.
Where the mother and daughter would reunite with, you know, her father.
And it feels so good.
And peaches and herb. Did they ever have any other hits?
Isn't it herb?
Did they have any other hits?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like what?
You should be dancing. No, that's not it.
Yeah. They did not.
That's
not their hit. That was
that's
it.
Not it.
Well, one hit wonders.
That was a hit.
Peaches and Herb had more than that.
Okay, but as the plane reached 21,000 feet, there were problems. I wonder if they saw Launcher Levy or Larry. Because he got 18,000.
He got up to 18,000.
But as the plane reached 21,000 feet, there were problems, Brandy.
Mm-mm.
Suddenly, the plane entered a very heavy
shake your groove thing.
Okay.
Peaches and Herb.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Entered a very heavy, dark cloud. Her mother was quite
story
anxious.
Story of my life.
You entered at about 6 years old. Ian.
Right.
Her mother was quite anxious, but Julianne was okay. She liked flying and wasn't afraid of storms.
Well, she was totally over it by that time. Her and her mom aren't talking. She's just looking out the window. She's over it.
She's been confined for a long time.
She just wants a cigarette.
But 10 minutes later, it was obvious that something was very, very wrong.
Did it take him that long to figure it out?
There was heavy turbulence, and the plane was jumping up and down. Parcels and luggage were falling from the locker. There were gifts, flowers, and Christmas cakes flying around the cabin.
Hmm. That sounds like a party to me.
And really, that's why they tell you to turn your phone off and put it away. It doesn't. It's not because it interferes with the radar or anything or communications. It's because they're afraid that if there's turbulence, your phone will go flying and hit someone. So keep
that's
that in
bullshit.
Mind. Because I'm like, my phone should not, my iPhone should not be able to bring down a plane.
Your little flip phone?
Yeah, my flip phone. Julianne's mother, so chaos is ensuing. When Julianne looked out the window, she saw lightning about the plane, and she became scared, Brandy.
Yeah, flying monkeys.
Oh, you remember that?
I need flying monkeys.
Twilight Zone with the little gnome on there tearing up the plane.
Yeah, little monster.
I need flying monkeys.
That was John Lithgow.
No, you need flying monkeys.
You got flying monkeys.
I have a theme song. What? I have flying monkey. I do. They don't fly though.
And you
know
what?
They're not flying monkeys.
And for all the people who say I'm not nice,
he's the one that said it
to the devil. Didn't I bring you a gift back the other day? I brought you a gift.
I don't remember.
The little cauldron I got you.
That's in your office. And it wasn't a gift,
you didn't
dick.
Accept it.
Usually when you give someone a gift, they take it with them.
Well, and it wasn't a gift. It was something, it was something you just had sitting on your desk that you didn't want there anymore.
We went to a fundraiser that was for something, and it had little cauldrons there, and I grabbed one, and I said, you know, I got to get one of these for the devil.
Well, then I'll come over and get it. I don't believe that story, but I'll come over and get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it either.
Tried to be nice.
No, you didn't.
So there's heavy turbulence. You know, things are flying about the cabin. Things are looking, you know.
Grim,
yeah. Julianne's mother and her held hands, but were unable to speak to each other.
Well, that's not going to do you any good.
Other passengers begin to cry and weep and scream, Brandy.
Oh, bunch of candy asses.
After about 10 minutes, this guy won't even go up in a plane.
Right. This is the same guy that was going to, I'll just drive to New Orleans. Thanks.
We got a podcast gig in Buenos Aires. I'll just drive.
Yeah. I'm taking Amtrak.
No, he's going to take the mega bus.
Yeah, I'll take the mega bus.
Just pay a dollar.
After 10 minutes, Julianna saw a very bright light on the outer engine to her left. So her mother turned to her, looked her in the eyes, and said very calmly, Julianne, this is the end. It's all over. Those were the last words she ever heard from her mother.
Well, she was right then.
The plane jerked violently, lost altitude, and went into a nosedive. This is your, like, worst nightmare, isn't it, dude?
No. Actually, that's, like, eighth or ninth on the list.
Second for me.
It was pitch black, and people were screaming.
You're in four nightmares above that, so if it helps you.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
So it was pitch black. People were screaming. Then a deep roaring of the engines filled Julianne's head completely, Brandy. You like how I described that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just painting the picture.
Wait
till they start to do autopsies.
With things happening so quickly, Julianne could not tell if she was dreaming or living through an actual nightmare. Suddenly, the noise stopped, Brandy, and Julianne found herself outside the plane. It was like a dream. Julianne was in a free fall, strapped into a seat bench and hanging head over heels. So she's upside down, strapped to the chair, and this thing is flying.
Yeah, I'm out.
The whispering wind was the
whispering?
Only... Whispering?
Was it whispering? Because I feel like it's howling.
It sounds like it's yelling.
The whispering
the
of the
screaming.
Wind was the only noise she could hear. She was completely alone. As she rapidly tumbled to earth, she could see the canopy of the jungle spinning towards her. Well,
welcome
that must be
to
frightening
the jungle.
Sight.
We got fun and games.
Did she hear that song?
I don't know. It would later be determined that Julianne, strapped in her seat, fell more than 2 miles to the rainforest.
God.
She then lost consciousness.
Yeah.
And right before she... Right
and
before
soiled
the, right
herself.
Before the impact. Yeah, probably so.
At the very least.
She remembers nothing of her crash landing, Brandon.
That's probably good.
She later would learn that the plane had broken into pieces about 2 miles above the ground.
That would make sense if she fell 2 miles.
She laid unconscious in the jungle for hours.
She's lucky a puma didn't eat her.
No, pumas are bad.
When she woke up the next day, she looked up into the canopy. Her first thought
What's
was...
What's canopy?
The canopy of the jungle.
Oh, sorry.
Her first thought was, and I quote,
"Holy
fuck. I survived an air crash."
Yeah.
So, you know. That doesn't give you a little
I would have thought
confidence.
Her first thought would have been like, shit, that hurt.
I'm a badass.
Yeah. I'm immortal.
I'm immortal.
Julianne shouted for her mother.
Fuck you, Puma.
But she only heard.
Come here, boy.
She shouted for her mother, but she only heard the sounds of jungle. She was completely alone.
Was she naked and
no,
afraid?
No, there's nobody. She's not naked and afraid.
I think she was wearing a miniskirt, though. It's 1971, so she...
She could have been wearing pants. Who knows?
I think she had a miniskirt on.
Of course you think so.
What do you think, girl?
I think...
Hot pants going on?
I think she probably had on a long, flowing dress because it was Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So she's probably...
Brandon's
and that's really
what
saved her because it was like a Mary Poppins thing when she started to go down. The flowy dress acted like
down.
A parachute.
You said going down.
when she started to free fall, the flowy dress acted like a parachute and slowed her down. That's the only way she could have survived that.
She needed
I got a theory,
like
though,
the
how she survived.
She needed a little bubble like the woman in
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Once Julianne gained consciousness, she made a mental inventory of her injuries. She'd broken her collarbone. And she had some deep cuts on her legs, but it turns out her injuries weren't serious. Her right eye was badly bruised and swollen and would eventually swell shut, making it difficult for her to see.
That just does sound like Tuesday to me.
Right. She would only realize later that she'd ruptured a ligament in her knee, but she could walk. This actually says she ruptured a ligament in my knee, so I assume that Tim did not rupture a ligament.
I did not.
She landed on you, Timmy?
No. She landed on his lap.
I was only 9 years old at the time.
Before the crash, Julianne had spent a year and a half with her parents on their research station only 30 miles away. She learned a lot about life in the rainforest, that it wasn't too dangerous, and it was not the green hell that the world always thinks.
I think it's green hell. How about you, Colonel?
Nature's dirty.
Colonel, you've had survival training.
I have had survival training, Timmy.
Tell us about your... Now, you were in NAM.
Why? Why are we doing this?
I can't talk about the NAM part, but I have had survival training.
You're not in NAM.
Yeah. Every year I go to the popcorn festival in NAM.
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard that's delightful.
It is.
Do they get the different color of popcorn?
Yeah, you get the caramel corn, the chocolate-covered popcorn, the regular butter corn,
hey,
the low-fat corn.
The different colored popcorn, not the different flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
There's white, yellow, mauve.
Red.
Red popcorn?
Yeah.
Taupe.
Who the hell would eat that?
It's pretty good.
I wouldn't eat no red popcorn.
Well, you wouldn't know the difference necessarily.
Do you really think that the diet, you know that where they say that non-fat popcorn, do you really think it makes that much difference, low-cal popcorn?
It just means they don't put anything on it. Popcorn, or they don't cook it in as much oil.
I mean, it can't be that much kitten and calories.
There's not. It's a grain. It's from the earth. It's good for you. All right. So.
No, not if you have, you can get one of those little slivers stuck between your teeth.
Well, yeah, no, that's not
that'll
great.
Hurt for like a week.
And it can get infected and go. It
could get infested,
to your,
too.
Go to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you get gangrene.
Yeah.
Then you're really basically
you
a zombie.
You see a kid had sinus infection and it spread to his brain. You got to be careful.
Now, you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not.
I
got an ear infection that spread to the base of my skull.
Yeah, it almost killed him.
Damn near did.
He wouldn't be here today.
Be here today if it weren't for...
I
was in the jungle and I found some herbs that were... I had natural antibiotic effects.
Did you find peaches too?
Yeah. So I ate those real quick.
But I've heard
it's a Christmas miracle.
Would get it like infect a tooth or something and it'll go to.
Oh, they used to die all
the
time
from
that.
Well, because it gets in your blood and causes you to be septic.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy get a stone pulled out of his nose. That could have been bad for him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
It was pretty awesome.
I had a nail pulled out of my calf one time.
I know. I've heard that story. All right. Can I continue?
I had a stapler pulled out of my penis once. It
wasn't yeah, what?
Okay. Wait a minute. Go on.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Well,
one.
You know, because you had it. You had to be there.
Yeah, he's lying. Somebody tried to nail it to the wall.
Well,
you know. Like nailing jello.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't mind really that, but there was no sense for the stapler removal, right?
I think there was if you wanted to walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways to get that out. I'm saying.
Well, screwdriver. Yeah.
My Noah was, you know, he's got this tooth.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's, you know, I don't want to taste blood. That was his thing. I don't want to taste blood.
I don't blame him there.
It doesn't taste good. I don't want to taste blood. I said, yeah, it's kind of got that coppery taste to it. Yeah. And he goes, no. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's got like a metal taste. Yeah, it tastes like a shield. So my analogy was stupid, but he's been licking shield somewhere.
A little shield licker.
Yeah, he knows. He's got it.
Yeah, he sounds like he was more on point than you were. Yeah.
Yeah, tastes like a shield. What the fuck? A shield? Like we're on fucking King Arthur's court or some shit that we just wander around with those things. Okay. Now, so planes are flying overhead, but it's very dense where she is and they can't see her. So she knew that if she had any chance of surviving, she would have to go look for help. This meant walking through the dense Peruvian rainforest alone and badly wounded. People smelling blood.
Oh, yeah. Don't they have people live in the rainforest?
Yeah, I think so. Indigenous tribes.
They hide in the trees and stuff.
Julianne slowly stood up and started to walk. Her first attempts to stand were not successful. She was dizzy and unable to stand. Yeah, she screamed out for her mother in Spanish, German, and English.
She'd probably fail.
Well, she might have. She screams out for her mom in three different languages.
Yeah.
I would have just done two.
But only the sounds of the jungle responded.
Well, if her mother heard her in English or Spanish, you don't think she'd need to call in German.
Right.
She's just being ridiculous there.
Go! She's just showing off.
Go! Go!
Julianne soon realized she was alone in the jungle, but instead of panicking, Julianne became determined to make it out of the jungle alive. She stood up and slowly began to walk.
And she's got some balls, that one.
She was wearing a very short sleeveless.
There was like background music when she got up.
Say it slow.
No, this is wrong.
Slow, Brandy.
Julianne was wearing a very short sleeveless mini dress and white sandals.
I really got that girl.
You wrote the script. You knew what she was wearing. Why were you asking me?
I was only 9 years old at the time.
She had lost one shoe.
Now, keep in mind, this woman is about 74 now. So.
Yeah. She's probably still badass.
She's a black belt.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't look as good in a miniskirt. Though.
She fights kangaroos in Australia now.
One falls down the steps right, let's and see. Shit.
She lost one shoe, but kept the other one. Wait. But kept the other because she was very short-sighted and had lost her glasses.
Wouldn't it be fucked up you're in a plane so and all she of a sudden used you're the outside shoe. Flying?
So she used that shoe to test the ground ahead of her as she walked.
Oh, that's smart.
Snakes are camouflaged in the jungle and they look like dry leaves. She was lucky she didn't meet them, or maybe she just didn't see them. Blessing.
Blessing. Those vipers, they blend in with the leaves. Mm-hmm. And the anaconda will just wrap itself around you.
Watch out for the anacondas.
Sometimes they're cuddly anacondas and sometimes they're squeezy anacondas.
Used to call me anaconda.
They did not ever. What is an anaconda? Nobody ever called you that.
The Chillicothe, the Portsmouth anaconda.
Anaconda. Good God. The great anaconda of Portsmouth. There you go. After roaming lost in the jungle for some time, she found a small creek and walked in the water because she knew it was safer. At the crash site, she had found a bag of sweets. Mm-hmm. When she had finished them, she had nothing more to eat and she was very afraid of starving. It was hot and very wet, as it tends to be in the rainforest.
I wonder what kind of sweets she found.
And it rained several times a day. But it was cold at night, and to be alone in that mini dress was very difficult. Why didn't she find some clothes when she was at the
crash
site?
Why didn't she pack some leaves in a mini dress?
I wonder what kind of sweets she found.
You know, if you came out of a plane.
Bit of honey. That's what she found. She found some bit of honey.
If this is all you have for supplies was one of those fruit cakes, would you eat it?
I might starve.
Yeah.
I think I would have to starve.
I actually like fruitcakes. You put a little cream cheese on them. They're not bad.
Julianne knew the jungle enough to know what to be afraid of.
Well, you've had survival training. We haven't.
Well, it's hard to find cream cheese, good cream cheese in the
jungle. 7-Eleven doesn't carry that shit. Know. All right. Perils of the Peruvian rainforest included snakes, spiders, and mosquitoes.
If she would have landed there today, she would have been within a block of a Starbucks.
Well, sure. And they were Julianne's greatest adversaries.
Fucking mosquitoes.
She also feared starving to death.
She needed some off.
She knew the jungle well enough to know that even though there was an abundance of wildlife, that foraging for food would not be easy.
Explain this to me, Timmy.
Yes.
Now, you're a religious man, right?
I am.
All right. You're a Christian man. Noah, what? Not your Noah, the Noah with the big boat.
Uh-huh.
Noah. Why in the fuck he bring two mosquitoes on there?
My kid could have a big boat by now. I'm not real sure.
Well, I think they just flew on. I don't think they were invited.
Okay, there were boat crashes. There were ark crashes.
Yeah,
I wonder that every time I get bit. Why in the fuck did Noah bring two mosquitoes on the ark?
They were stowaways.
Mm-hmm. And raccoons? Raccoons? Fucking raccoons! Ain't nobody needs raccoons.
You know, all those animals had to have sex.
Yeah,
that's a lot of sex going on that boat.
Wonder if they separated the sheep out.
Yeah, yeah. And how are you gonna have lions and sheep on the same boat without just chaos?
They lay down next to each other.
Mm. Not on the boat, they didn't.
Okay. All right, so.
I mean, you know that boat had to stink, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 40 days and 40 nights, and the fact that she was lost made her more likely to become prey.
Wouldn't he have been a better person to bring more people on board?
Yeah.
Ew, Julianne grew more concerned about her wounds and at one point thought she might lose her arm to a maggot infestation.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, cool. I hate those maggot infestations. Yeah. I had a sandwich the other day, had that.
And that wasn't all. Her fair skin was also heavily sunburnt where the dress had ripped, thus making it difficult to walk, and her exposed sunburned skin was a target for the thickest of mosquitoes, which attacked 24 hours a day, almost driving her insane.
Yeah.
She walked in streams where she could avoid poison plants on the jungle floor. Being near the water made the mosquito infestation worse. The suffocating heat made walking even a few yards difficult.
See, all that time she spent in the jungle, she didn't know the first thing you do, devil.
She was not enjoying her Christmas.
If you're ever
vacation.
Stranded in the jungle, this is what you do.
Walk in water.
Yes.
You go to, you find the water, you walk get some mud, you take off all your clothes, you smear your whole body with mud.
I'm not playing into your fantasy.
No. No, didn't the
take
mosquitoes
photos
can't
and
get
then you
you?
Send them.
You blend in.
Put them on Instagram.
That's for zombies from The Walking Dead, you fuck.
No, the mud will keep the mosquitoes off of you.
Yeah, they told her to walk in the water because water goes. If you in a
water,
stream,
water will go
somewhere.
To a village, yeah.
Yeah.
Piranhas were a threat too, but only in shallow water, so she waded midstream. She encountered alligators, but knew that they seldom attacked humans. On the fourth day of wandering alone in the rainforest, Julianne heard the noise of a landing king vulture, which she recognized from her time at her parents' reserve. Julianne was afraid because she knew they only land when there's something dead nearby, and she knew it was bodies from the crash.
Hmm. So she had food around her. So
when she turned a corner...
Her vacation at this point really sucks.
What's ruined? When she turned a corner in the creek, she found a seat bench with three passengers rammed headfirst into the earth.
So again, she ran across food.
Well, she definitely ran across clothes.
The clothes?
She was paralyzed.
Might have a Snickers bar in the pocket?
She was paralyzed by panic. It's the first time that the teenager had seen a dead body. She first feared that her mother could be one of them. But when she touched the corpse with a stick, she saw that the woman's toenails were painted, and her mother never polished her nails.
Oh, that's whorish.
Julianne was immediately relieved, but then she felt ashamed of that thought. By the 10th day in the jungle, she couldn't stand properly and drifted along the edge of the large river.
So she's out.
She'd found.
10 days now.
She felt so lonely. It was like she was in a parallel universe far away from any human being. She thought she was hallucinating when she saw a really big boat. When she went to touch it and realized it was real, it was like an adrenaline shot. She noticed a slope near the boat and struggled to climb the slope in search for shelter. Then she saw that there was a small path in the jungle where she found a hut with a palm leaf roof, an outboard motor, and a liter of gasoline. So she found Gilligan's Island. Hmm. By this point, Julianne had gone days without food except for berries that she'd found. Her wound on her upper right arm had become infected and was now infested with maggots about 1 centimeter long. Blech. She had remembered that her dog had had the same infection and her father had put kerosene on it.
Ooh,
so she sucked the gasoline out and put it on the wound. The pain was intense as the maggots tried to get further into the wound.
Oh, yeah.
She then pulled out about 30 maggots, and she decided to spend the night there. The next day, it was raining like heavily, Goldilocks, and she decided to wait at the shelter.
Yeah, she's just like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, the parallels are amazing.
What happens next there, Colonel?
Well, Timmy, now here's where it gets exciting.
I save that part.
The plane crash was exciting.
In the early evening,
yes,
Julianne heard the voices of several men outside.
Several men, Brandy. Mm.
To Julianne, it was like hearing the voices of angels, Timmy.
Except they were not.
When they saw her, they were quite alarmed and stopped talking. The five men thought she was a water goddess.
I'm gone with that.
A figure from local legend who was a hybrid of a water dolphin and a blonde, white-skinned woman.
Of course I am.
But Julianne introduced herself. See, I would have gone with the legendary water goddess. Mm-hmm. I'm a water goddess. Give me some food.
Give me some food.
Yeah. She introduced herself in Spanish and explained what had happened. What had happened was
exactly
she was in quite a predicament, Brandy.
She was.
The men treated her wounds and gave her something to eat, and the next day took her back to civilization.
Back to civilization.
The day after her rescue, she was reunited with my father.
And it felt so
the
good.
Fuck my father.
Why is she with your father, Timmy?
She was reunited with her father.
He has he has problems with pronouns in this. Yeah.
Reunited. This is now, when did this happen?
1971, Colonel.
She was reunited with his father.
She would have been reunited with my father if she would have not made it, but he could barely talk, and in the first moment, they just held each other.
I bet.
For the next few days, he frantically searched for news of my mother.
That means he was really busy looking around.
Was he looking for your mother?
Was he looking for my mother?
Where's Dottie? Did he ever find Dottie?
Continue, Colonel.
Do we have any motherfucker editing these things?
No.
I mean, she walks all over your life.
He fired that staff.
On January 12th, 1972, its search team
found... You ever notice that when you're talking, she interrupts you all
the time?
All the time.
What did he just do?
I'm just pointing out that you interrupt him. You get mad when we interrupt
you.
Yeah,
we try. We're polite when you're talking.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're yammering about. I didn't say a fucking thing. Gritty McGigglepants over there is the one that's interrupting you.
So on January 12th, Timmy.
Yes.
The year of our Lord, 1972.
And this is 2 weeks after this incident.
A search team found Julianne's mother's body. Julianne learned that her mother had survived the crash, but was badly injured and couldn't move.
She died several days later after being eaten by a crocodile.
No, she wasn't eaten by a crocodile.
You don't know that. She was laying in
a... They found her body. She wasn't eaten by a crocodile.
Did she succumb to the elements?
She did.
It was natural causes.
I don't think that was natural causes.
Nature killed her.
Is that a heart attack? You don't know.
Nature's dirty.
Julianne spent 3 weeks in the hospital recovering from her wounds and dehydration.
You have a stroke out in the Peruvian jungle for.
How bad could you be hurt if you only spent 3 weeks in the hospital?
Well, she was banged up a little bit.
Remember, she had maggots in her arm, dude.
She had maggots in her arm. Have you ever had maggots in your arm?
A couple times. Now, after she had to fly back to Lima on the same flight.
Lima, Ohio.
She
coming to Ohio?
She was getting the fuck out of Peru. So she made the flight, but was gripped with terror.
Oh, they put her back on a plane?
Yeah and
that's balls. She got on.
She freaked out when the landing gear, because she had never noticed landing gear before.
Oh, yeah.
And when it came down, she really freaked out.
Yeah, see, that's not my script. I would not be able to tell people that had you not just chimed in with that fact. But anyway, the plane crash killed 91 people. All six of his crew, 85 of 86 passengers. It was the worst lightning strike disaster in aviation history.
The worst in aviation history.
The worst.
Brandy.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
Sounds awful.
Her unlikely survival has been the subject of much speculation.
Much speculation.
They're speculating all over the place. Speculating.
Do they think she turned into a water goddess?
Yeah. It is known that she was seatbelted into a seat. See, seatbelts save lives, Timmy. Mm-hmm. And thus somewhat shielded and cushioned. But it was also theorized that the outer pair of seats, those on each side of Julianne, which came attached to hers as part of a row of three, functioned as a parachute and slowed her fall.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
Okay.
Well, I just think it's amazing. Whatever helped. It's amazing.
It is so amazing.
Now, here's my theory is that there was an updraft in the thunderstorm.
That's the colonel's theory, Brandon.
Yeah. And
with all his aviation
remember,
experience.
She was falling into very thick foliage.
Thick foliage.
Yeah.
That's actually, I did some movies.
70s Bush.
I did some movies
called
when
thick
I was
foliage.
Younger. My character was Thick Foliage.
Was it? Sweet.
I did some work with Stormy Daniels.
Thick Foliage. God. So anyway, after the crash, her and her father moved to Germany.
Yep. Out.
Where she fo- Nine!
Well,
where she fully recovered
there.
From her injuries.
Huh. That's a long flight back home there.
Yeah.
Like her parents,
they gave her Xanax probably for that.
She studied criminology at the University of Kiel.
That's not like her parents. Her parents were zoologists.
I think she studied zoology too, Colonel.
Okay, biology. You look a little.
I think you're improvising there.
What in the hell?
Okay, criminology, biology, it's all
right,
the same.
It's
some kind of ology.
It's close.
Yeah.
You know who would appreciate this story is Marvin.
Yeah.
No, Marvin don't appreciate anything.
It was his birthday this week, so happy birthday. I know.
Happy birthday
Marvin.
To you, Marvin.
He's studying biology in China.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably studied it in Peru, too. You don't know.
I don't.
You don't know where Marvin's.
I don't know Marvin's life.
If Marvin ended up in a rainforest, he could survive better than you could.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he couldn't survive better
than me.
For sure,
because you know what? I bet that motherfucker survived the outback, and I can barely survive over the Rhine.
I've been to the outback plenty of times.
Yeah. Not the restaurant, Dick.
I survived that. It wasn't a big deal. You get pissed off, you don't leave a big tip. But
she received her doctorate from Ludwig Maximilian University. Now, tell me that ain't a diploma mill.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. And returned to Peru to conduct research in mammaries.
In what?
So, mammaries. I have a degree in mammaries. Memories, maybe.
Mammaries or memories?
Yet.
Like the corners of your mind.
Yeah. Oh, mammology. Never mind. I think that's about
that's
mammals.
That's studying breasts.
Yeah. I've done mammary studies.
Are you still doing a lot with mammograms? Are you still doing those?
I do the occasional public service mammogram.
He stands out on the corner with on the corner with his hands out.
Mm, free mammograms.
It's public service, really.
Free mammograms. Yeah. You know what? You can...
Are you still doing the free prostate exam?
I don't do those anymore, Tim.
That's not true. That's not what I heard.
So anyway, she gets her mammogram.
It's in the parking lot of the outlet mall.
And she
mall.
Specialized in bats.
Bats, Brandy. Bats.
Bats. What do you think of that, Brandy?
I'm out. I'm out on bats.
Little things that fly.
She published her thesis, Ecological Study of a Bat Colony.
Sometimes.
In the tropical rainforest of Peru.
Bats are gross.
With maggots in your arm. Her autobiography titled When I Fell from the Sky with Diamonds was released on March 10th, 2011, for which she received the Korean Literature Prize, which everybody knows is all politics. That's why I didn't win it in 2011.
Have you ever won Employee of the Year yet, girl?
Have not.
Have you even won Employee of the Day?
I have yet to get a kudos.
The colonel has worked here. How long? How long have you worked here?
13 years.
And how long has it been since you won an award?
Never.
Never? How many have you won, Brandy?
Huh?
How many have you won?
Oh, I've won a couple.
I won one the first month I was here.
Yeah.
13 years. 13 wow. years.
You're due.
Come on, I'm Susan.
Due. You're due.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really one. You know me, Timmy. I'm a modest man.
Yeah, you are. He's modest.
I'm not one to show glittery prizes and things like that. I don't like
to wear pink shirts.
Yeah, then I'd have to put a shelf in my closet, in my office. I don't want no shelves in my office. See, once you start to acquire things, you start to become tied to them. You know,
you get a new car, you got to buy, you got to make sure it has oil and gasoline and insurance.
You know what it starts with? Anything you get beyond a toothbrush.
I see.
See, once you get beyond a toothbrush.
He's a man who can get by with a bear essentially.
Sorry. Hold on. Was I putting out some kind of vibe that I gave a fuck about any of this? Because I apologize if I was. I'm really sorry.
See, and we go on this whole show trying to be nice
and
to you.
She's stepping in on your part
on
again.
Part.
I'm not stepping in on his part, you fuck.
We've gone this whole show trying to be nice to your drunken, gambling, whoring ass.
We didn't say, go to the bathroom. Can
we did
we
not
get
say
this?
Anything about your drinking this whole
we
show.
We did not. Or you sleeping with the economics professor. We've been letting that go.
But, you know, we get a lot of mail about that.
We do a lot of mail. There weren't enough. So. There's pictures.
Yeah.
What we know
Let's
about
go to the bathroom.
It. Yeah.
All
you,
right. Well,
you know, basically, you know what you are? You're the Stormy Daniels of the academic world. Academia.
That's fine. Maybe a kind of big fat payday, but I'm going to have to go to the bathroom first.
Do you have any disclose things?
Well, I can't disclose that.
No.
Stupid.
Have you ever slept with the president?
I can't disclose that. Okay. Ew, no. The current president? New.
She, in 1989, Julianne married a fellow academic, Eric Dilla. She
that
served,
means he was probably a teacher or a researcher.
She now here's where the real kick in the balls comes.
All right, here's the kick in the balls, Brandy.
Yeah, she falls from the sky, gets maggots in her arm.
Yeah,
walks through the jungle, meets these little guy or maybe big guys, I don't know, but in a little hut. And
was it a Pizza Hut?
And spends 3 weeks in the hospital. Has to get on a plane again.
Yes.
Apparently, the gears. All this shit happens. You know what she's doing with her life right now? A goddamn librarian. The woman should be president or something.
She's president of the Library Association.
Librarians can be hot, though.
Oh, no. She's probably. Is she hot? Have we looked her up lately?
Well, she's older now.
She's older meaning what?
Yes,
Timmy?
Too old for Timmy.
She was born in, I think she was, what, 56? Something like that, right?
56, that'd make her 61 years old. Yeah. That ain't like 74, for fuck's sake.
Well, Tim struggles with numbers.
Brandy's going to check it out for us.
Her research requires her to fly often, but she has not fallen out of another plane.
So it happens once. What's the odds of it happening again? She's probably safe. Is that it, Colonel? Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that wasn't a very interesting.
That was anticlimactic.
Climb what?
Climatic.
Well, Brandy, what's your thought on Julianne Kupke, the woman who fell to
Kupke.
Earth?
I don't know. I don't have any final thoughts.
Well, she was born. Let me tell you when this lady was born. 1954, Colonel.
Yeah, so she's 11 years older, 9 years older than me. She'd be 63. Yeah, that's still doable.
You'd still do her at 64?
Will you still feed me? Will you still bang me when I'm 64?
Brandy, do you think 64 is too old to have sex?
She had sex with a 64-year-old economics professor.
She looks like that's her.
Oh, I do. Is that when she was young?
That's when she was young.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, but you're not looking at the
post wreckage.
You're not looking at her with her maggot infested arm.
You know, that's kind of hot though.
Hey, Brandy, do you find maggot infestation hot?
Have you ever had any parts of your body infested by maggots?
No.
Would you be open to that?
Yeah. No, I'm not open to that.
Have you ever had leeches? Let's go to you know what I would like to do right now?
What would you like to do?
I would like to thank our Patreon sponsors, Timmy, and I'd like to start with Heather Poole.
Before you do that, let's remind folks that...
No, I'm going to tell the Patreon people thank you, and then you can remind folks of shit.
Let me remind folks, if they want to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or
just a wee little bit, Timmy.
Thank you very much for all your support.
That's what she looks like now, I think. That's the cover of her
book. Oh, yeah, I do her.
Okay.
Heather Poole, thank you. Adam McWaters, The Vanish Podcast, Marissa, Canadian True Crime with Christy Lee, Insight with Charlie and Allie, Joe Clifford, Mistress Vader, Ron Monasterio, Tracy Smith, Jess, John V, Nene, Bridget Bernard, Stacy, Christine Hauer, Cheryl Weldon. We got these motherfuckers out of order. Why you guys always got to fuck something up? If I brought in here a bowling ball or one of those anvils, you could be messing it up. Because they go in a certain order, damn it.
I don't know that they do.
They do.
Compulsive, Brandy. But give him this. He's been to survival training. We have.
I have. Okay. No. Writing them down here. Getting them.
Take your time, Colonel, because Brandy doesn't have to pee or anything.
No, he happened to.
Cheryl Weldon, Christine Howell, Nicholas Ryan, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Michelle Johns. I love Michelle. Clark and Diane Trowbridge, Beth Wallen, Andrew Scammell. McKella, Aaron Fowler, Leanne Flanagan.
Leanne, the lovely Leanne.
Lovely Irish Leanne. James Seabright, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Terry Stratford, Shelley Garrett from. See, we got to start including her.
From
now.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Rants and Reasons.
God damn it. You don't tell people where other people. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Rants and Reasons.
Rants and Reasons. Thank podcast. You. The podcast that
You're
asks
welcome,
the question.
You're welcome, Charles.
Why?
Huh?
It asks the question why.
We ask all kinds of questions why. Right now, I'm asking all kinds of questions why.
The Colonel has a podcast that he does with the lovely Shelley Garrett, and they discuss politics.
Hold on.
Which we do not discuss on our Facebook page, but we encourage you to go to their Facebook page.
Who? Hold on. Why has she got to be the lovely one?
Because she's lovely and you're not. But well, you're a survivalist.
I believe the devil over here will beg to differ.
I would not.
Okay, Bridget Clavey. Brandy McBride. Jennifer Svoda.
Hey, Jennifer.
Lovely Maggie Glover. Mike Sadler. Jamie Dent. Maja.
The lovely Maja from Poland.
Tyrone.
Is that okay? I say Poland.
Poland.
I mean, it's okay that I give up the country where she's from.
You can tell the country, but, you know, poor Shelly gave a goddamn address out there. She got 30 people at the house right now. So, Amber Scoville.
There's so many people who listen to this podcast and rush right off.
Jody and Sean Wells. Amber Anderson. Two of my favorite people.
But please listen to Rants and Reasons and listen to Haunted Visions.
Thank you.
It's Brandy's podcast she does with Rachel. It's really good. It's about the paranormal. And then if you like politics, then check out Rants and Reasons with the Colonel and Shelley or Karen.
Yeah. And/or. Our friends at They Walk Among Us.
Our good friends.
Ben and Roseanne.
Ben and Rosanna. Ben, of course, is a editor of our other podcast, Deadball.
Deadball. I'll tell you what else Ben is. Uh-huh. Some bitch. I shot him we were talking about the kids the other day. I shot him a quick video of Taylor's band.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing Ben says to me, he's like, is that a Jaguar H&H that he's playing? I was like, how in the hell? Because it's a very strange
guitar.
Ben is very
knowledgeable about a lot of things.
No, he's apparently a fantastic musician.
All right.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's talented. Yeah. He's got a good voice, beautiful wife.
Beautiful wife.
Beautiful wife.
He's a better person than both of you.
Yes.
Oh, well, like we set the bar all that high for
better people. Well, you did not.
Good people.
He could have killed kittens and you would still be a better person. We are here
to make people like Ben look good. Well, you that's why us our purpose in life.
Yeah. You do well.
We do by comparison make him look pretty good. Lorna Violet, Michael Deo, Kelly Charette. Deo. Karen Widener, Callie, the beautiful Callie.
Very funny, Callie.
She is very funny. She's very funny. And then, you know what else about Callie, though? I'll tell you this.
What?
Girl's smarter than hell.
Yes.
Because she comes over to the other page where you talk about politics.
Uh-huh.
That girl's sharp.
You know what? She probably
can. You are not setting the bar very high.
She can probably read a script pretty well. I should see if she would like to join this podcast because.
Yeah, because we.
My co host struggle up there. And I tell you what.
The script writer struggles.
She probably wouldn't talk over you when you were. When
right,
you were
exactly. Doing, yeah. Callie'd know her place. Mm-hmm. Well, she mm-hmm. wouldn't. But that's a tough one. But Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, Pleasing Tears.
Yes, Mike Brown.
That's right. Sarah Bloom. Amber Krupp. I love Amber, except for her nasty ass stealing necklace.
Amber down there in West Virginia.
Big Joe from the Now America History Podcast. Yes. Catherine Cockeridge Richardson.
I don't know why she uses that middle name for it.
I don't know.
It's a little vile.
Fiona Crisp. Laura O'Reilly. Christine Bourgeois. Aaron. Kimberly Cameron. Elise. Diane from History Goes Bump.
Bump.
Annette Petre, Lise, Jahara, Alicia and Clip, Marika Smith, Jeff and Don Chestnut, Backroads to History, and Poems by Jeff. Backroads to History is really good.
Jeff has
one.
Some pretty outstanding socks.
He's got great shoes, too, and nice bow ties.
Yes.
He's a dapper man.
He is very dapper.
He's a gentleman. If there ever was a gentleman, but, you know, he's still, if you're listening, Jeff, you know you're married out of your league, but. Even there. But, you know, that's...
Me and Jeff are dapper twins.
Who and Jeff?
Me and Jeff.
Oh, it's scary.
Jeff would wear this shirt.
Nope.
So, anyway, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn from...
Haunted Visions.
Haunted Visions. Shirley Strap Todd Long.
Through your plug there.
Lydia Brandon. Fisher. Phyllis Munson. Melissa Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Cindy Lou. Kristen Malachinsky. And last but not least, Maris Albanese.
Yes, thank you for your kind contribution, Maris.
Marissa?
Yes. I think it might be Marissa.
Rudy the Wonder Dog.
Yes, Rudy the Wonder Dog.
Yes.
Randy, what do you think about Rudy's generosity?
It's bullshit.
You know what? Now there was a little GoFundMe up there yesterday. Rudy dropped in money in the till there too.
Yes.
So
Rudy the Wonder Dog Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, hold on. As a matter of fact, I got a text from Rudy right now. So here it is. Oh, said go fuck yourself, devil. There you go.
Well, I would care about that.
Can Rudy text?
He can.
He doesn't have thumbs.
He got unlimited data. He voice texts. So his text all signed.
Well, he has unlimited.
Rawr, 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 rawr,
he has unlimited.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
He has unlimited data. So.
Yeah, he's got unlimited data.
Right, because that would be the holdup.
So the lovely, lovely, lovely Lady Beverly.
Yes, over there in merry old England, Colonel.
Mm-hmm. Is it merry over there?
Yeah.
Because it rains a lot.
Yeah, but it's still merry. Merry as motherfucker.
You can have a spot of tea. That'll make it better.
And, of course, a lovely... Dottie Scott.
Yes, thank you, Mom. All right, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs.
Good day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.